An officer followed after them. He stood in amazement for a split second. His face turned red with anger.
"I'll arrest them all," he bellowed.
"Do you mean all as in all, sir?"
said one of the soldiers.
"There's a lot of them, and there's only three of us, not counting you."
"I'll arrest the barmaid, sir,"
said another soldier.
"Shut up, you! Arrest them immediately."
The barmaid, sir."
"Shut up! You're on latrine duty when we get back to the castle."
"All right, listen up, you drunken and disorderly lot,"
hollered the first soldier.
"Consider yourselves arrested."
Due to the noise of the fray, no one heard the soldier. However, as if guided by the ironic hand of Providence, a pottery mug flew out of the thick of the brawl and struck the arresting soldier upon the nose. The soldier wheeled about to his captain and saluted smartly.
"They are resisting arrest, sir," he said. "In the process, I was assaulted with a flying projectile."
"Use force, you idiot,"
snapped the captain. To demonstrate his point, he seized a chair and broke it over the head of the nearest tavern patron. The other soldiers collected their own chairs and enthusiastically waded into the fight. It only took a few blows and a correspondingly few unconscious bodies laid out on the floor before the rest of the fighters became aware of the soldiers.
"It's the authorities,"
yelled someone, and everyone scrambled for the exits. In a trice, the tavern was empty except for the tavern keeper cowering behind the bar, his niece, the soldiers, and an assortment of unconscious patrons scattered about the floor.